The Haftarah start again. Okay, now, see? Well, the Rav always used to point out that the Haftarah of Osof Asifim is not only an introduction to Kinos, but really is the beginning of Kinos. And sometimes you used to say that maybe a Kaddish, certainly Kaddish shouldn't be recited between the Haftarah and the Kinos. And he also pointed out that maybe we don't do what we normally do at the end of Haftarah with a Dover Tev, and he assumed that at the end he thought that was an Dover Tev, because really, this is the beginning of Kinos. And if you look at the beginning, the Pasuk which he focused on, Koyomar Hashem Tzvokos Hisboinenu. Hisboinenu means that the only way to really interact with this calamity is through hisboinenu, careful and deep thought. V'kiru la'mekainenois, and to call those people who were gifted in this issue of kino, usvoeno, v'lachachomus, Shulchu v'savono, s'maherno v'siseno leinu nehi, v'siradnu eleinu dimo, v'afapenu yizlu moyim. And the purpose of this is to cry. But not just to cry, it seems to be a cry, gushing emotion. V'seiradnu einenu dimo v'afopenu yizlu moyim. It's flowing. The tears are flowing. So this really, in two short sentences, quantifies what the Rav used to say is the minig and our approach to Tisha B'Av and the 3 weeks. Because really what happens during the 3 weeks, as according to the Minig, is conceptually the opposite of what happens during regular Avelus. At the point of regular Avelus, Rachmon Tzlan, when one of the seven kraven, the seven people who are biologically related to you in a way that you have to sit shiva on them, the point of death is the peak of tsar and agony, and as time goes on, Yom Rishon, the first day, the first 3 days, the 7 days, the 30 days, the 12 months, the melancholy, the feeling of loss wanes, and the in tandem to that, the way that we're obligated to act according to Allah also changes. But it's a waning situation. When it comes to the 3 weeks, it basically is waxing. The 3 weeks are like the Avelus of 12 months. Then we get to, according to the Minig, the 9 days, we get to Avelis of Shloshim, of the 30 days. Tisha B'Av itself probably is Avelis of Shiva. And even further, that really is what capsulized everything. The Maseches Sefrim talks about what one should feel, what one should reach during the time of the Avelis of Tisha B'Av. And it says, Kemesoi Muta Lefanov, and a person should come to the point of tearing kriya. One tears kriya, one rips their clothes, Rachmon Atzlant, as an expression of a tremendous emotional loss. The Rav always used to say that a historical calamity, one can't appreciate. One can't appreciate the magnitude. One can't appreciate what it means to us unless we understand it. And that really is what's happening over here. Hisboinenu, understanding, v'kula makrinois fo'eno, and slowly through understanding and getting ourselves from a situation that it's 12 months into Avelis at the beginning, and then it's 30 days in Avelis, and then really it's Shiva, and at the point of Tisha B'Av, before Chatzeis, before midday, when we recite the Kinois, it's Kemeso Mutalfonov. It's as if the close one, our close relative who just passed away, is in front of us. And we tear kriya, and we sit on the ground, awaiting the kfur, awaiting the burial. And that is the Avelis until Chatzeis, were basically oinanim, kemesei mutalafonov. And that is what this intellectual activity of saying kinois is, as to bring out the emotion of crying. And the Rav used to say that the 3 days of Avelis, we talk about Gimel Yom LeBechi, is not a chiv. It's only a heter. Probably supported with the Gemara on Shabbos and Perek Shoyel. The Rav used to say it's a double portion, that crying on Avelis is a heter. And you don't need to be told to cry. Crying is a natural emotional expression of this loss. And Chazal understand that and give us the opportunity to express it. Give me Yom L'Bachi. But Navelis Yishon and Tisha B'Av is just the opposite. The crying is the quintessence of Avelis. The crying is the reaching of the intellectual understanding and the emotional feeling of what the loss was. Kemesa Mutalafonov. And therefore he used to say, when the Novi Zechariah asked whether there should be Tisha B'Av in the second temple period, the question that was asked was Ha'efker. Should I cry? Because the quintessence of Tisha B'Av is crying. And the whole kinois is to bring us to this point of understanding the historical calamity, what it means to us, and how we reflect to it, and how we should reflect on it, and how we should react to it. We are crying not only on Churban Beis HaMikdosh, both of the two temples. We're really crying on Tziluk HaShechina, that the divine presence is not with us. The Knesset Yisrael, the Jewish people, the communal, the covenantal community, when there is Shekhinah, when there is divine providence, is a whole different community. The interaction with God, the living with God, is a whole different life. And we cry about is the loss of this Shekhinah, this loss of divine providence. And as Chazal say, our sages say, that the whole Churban, the destruction, could not have happened had the Shekhinah had left. Hitzis chamos al eitzim vavonim. It was only a physical structure. There's such a stress in the physical structure. The structure is not really what we are interested in. The structure as a representative, as an expression of the divine continence, of divine providence. And that's the loss. And it's not only a loss of divine providence at the moment of the destruction of the temple, or the two temples. It's a reflection of Jewish history throughout the millennia of what we've suffered through the lack of divine providence, whether it's Tatnu, the Crusades, whether it's the Inquisition, whether it's the Holocaust, whether it's the diaspora of the Jewish people themselves, or just of the 10 tribes at the end of the First Temple period. Tisha B'Av was chosen as the day to cry in everything. In fact, I'm not getting involved in the issues one way or the other, but the Rav always felt that the Yom HaShoah was not proper, because you see in the Kinis themselves that the day to cry on all Jewish calamities is Tisha B'Av. We'll see kinois not only on the communities that were destroyed during the Crusades, which were really the centers of Torah, and the whole way of Mesira in Chachmei Ashkenaz changed, and the center of Torah moved from Germany to France. Crying on the Botei Mikdash Me'at, these kihilois, these communities, which represented the Kedusha of Chachmei Ashkenaz, which were destroyed. We cry also on not only on communal tragedies, and calling them communal tragedies is really an understatement. Not only national tragedies, but cosmic tragedies. And you see in the kinois that we refer to the mazolos, that the various constellations are also crying, because it's a cosmic tragedy. But the Rav used to point out that Yahadus, Judaism, even when it's faced with cosmic tragedies, we do not forget about the individual. And that's why you find there's a kina about Beinu Bas of Rabbi Yishmael, the son and daughter of Yishmael Kohen Gadol. You also will find a kina on the King Yoshiyahu in his untimely death and the hesped of Yirmiyahu Anovi on him. There are many aspects of kinois, and I've chosen this year, since the time allotted to me wasn't close to the time the Rav spent it on the kinois, and it just went on and on and on. And just as a point, it's a very interesting thing. You find in Avelus of Yochid that Chazal have capped our crying. We can't cry too much, and we can't cry too long. Because crying too long or crying too much is as if one is questioning the divine judgment, which one is not allowed to do. The Rambam has various words about it. He calls a person who cries more than he should be crying a tippish, a foolish person. However, on Tisha B'Av, even though it's Avelus Yeshanah, old Avelus, historical Avelus, the crying, which is really stems from an intellectual understanding, has no limits. The Rav used to quote a tshuva of Haigoin that they were talking about the Anshei Mitzrayim used to wear shoes on Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, after midday, because he used to say, Miksayom Kukuloi. Because you find in the seventh day of Avelus, on the seventh day of Shiva, one is allowed to wear his shoes. On the 30th day, you're allowed to terminate the 30 days of Avelus on the 30th day. So they thought that Tisha B'Av is Avelus, and you should say, Miksas Hayom Kikula. So Rav Haigoin has various answers and understand and explanations why it doesn't apply. But he says something in his explanation. He says, basically, you are allowed to terminate Avelus Chadosha with Miksayoyim Kikuloi, with part of the day. Because why? Because the day, you are capped anyway. You're not allowed to miss Abel Yosef Midai. But in Tisha B'Av, a call HaMiss Abel Yosef Midai, it's a Simen Brocha, it's Roya B'Nechoma. Therefore, he said, that's why you find some of the sages, the Ramban says it, in fact, who fasted 2 days, they're no coolers, a Miksayom Kekula on Tisha B'Av. It's more and more and more, and more, and more. And that's why the Rav used to say, when we end kinois, we really don't end kinois, but we call to continue crying. More crying and more crying and more crying. We found one other thing that's very, very interesting. One, when he's visited Rachmana Litzlan by calamity, should not ask why. Not to ask why. He has to accept it. He was quiet. On Tisha B'Av, we find something very interesting. We find the question, Eicha, you're allowed to ask. On communal tragedies, which are not part of the natural way of things, natural order, you have the right to ask why, but you have to always end up with Tzidduk HaDin. L'cho Hashem Atztoko, V'lono Bosh Taponim. You, God, are righteous, and we have acted in ways which are not becoming, which are against the divine order. What I decided to do this year, instead of starting from the beginning, because I did that last year, and those that are interested, you know, as the day progresses, it's probably still available on the OU site, I think. That's what I was told. I will pick up really somewhere in the middle here, not just that we should get something done, I'll start with Yud, which is a kino on the 24 Mishmores. The Rav used to say that we know there were 24 Mishmores, Kahuna. In fact, there were 24 cities of Kohanim, which each Mishmores had. We are not privy in the Talmud to know where these cities were. And this Kina Yud discusses these 24 cities. And it starts, as many of the kinos start, with Eicha. And really, we have no right to ask the question Eicha unless we see some expression, some hira, some divine inspiration that we're allowed to ask this question. And that's why we always go over and say, Eicha, Eicha, Eicha. And even we play in the words, you'll see soon, of Eicho. Eicha, Yoshva, Chavatzeles Hashorin. V'domam Rein. What's the Rein? The Chafetzelet HaShorin. Knesset Yisrael. The singing. Domam means to stop. To be quiet. Domam Rein. The shir of the Levim. Stopped. Mipi noise oroin. In here, it's expressing the opinion that the Levim are not the noise oroin, but the Kohanim. V'no mishmorisom Kohanim b'nei aharoin. Kinimsa habayis b'misolvei morayin. This is also part of the calamity. The bayis was given to be destroyed and put in the hands of worthless people, people who actually despised the Ribbono Shel Olam. And this is also part of the Chilul Hashem. Golus Chorban is Chilul Hashem, and the Chilul Hashem is magnified by the fact that it's carried out by worthless fugitives. And these worthless fugitives assume historical roles. Now, we spoke before and we mentioned that the cosmos cry, that it's a cosmic tragedy. But also, it's a Torah tragedy. And the Torah itself cries. Bochi Sivke Michumesh Svorim. The Torah itself is crying and sitting Shiva. Kineharag Kayin Venovi. B'yom HaKippurim. That is the Novi Zecharia, who was a Kohen in Novi. He was killed in Yom Kippur. And we'll see later, there'll be a separate kino about it. And it's mentioned in Eicho, Perek Beis, Posichov. V'yaldomoy nishchatu, and that kino will have in it, prochim kitzefirim. There was thousands, 80,000 Pirchei Kohuna that were nergu, that were killed. 80,000 young Kohanim were killed because of the spilt blood of the Kohen, the prophet, and the Kohen who was killed on Yom Kippur. V'nodu kitziporim, kone tziporim. Kitziporim, besides Moroin, was another ear, HaKohanim. Gorso me'arzo kala mekushoto. Maidens. On the way to their wedding, already made up, already full with the various ornaments that they wore, were taken into goals. Instead of to their wedding, they were taken to diaspora. Bavoy Maisres Ushmita. So here it's very clear that Golus is because of Avoinois, because of Chet, because of sin, but it's very specific. Ma'asrois, the various mitzvahs hatluyis v'oretz, ma'asrois, keeping ma'aser, b'mafrish ma'aser, and keeping shmita in Eretz Yisrael, which is mufurish in the Torah. That goals comes from not keeping shmita. Me'avoin ma'asois u'shmita. U'be'abas ha'shvot shvotim hu'shpoto. Umi Edyo, they had visited on them four types of judgment. And all the ornaments were removed. Umi Edyo Hufshoto, Mishmeris Mifshoto, was another era Kohanim. Dalche Hechel Domamu, part of Chuban, since Beis HaMikdosh, its purpose, one of his Aliyah L'Regel, coming to the Beis HaMikdosh during the three festivals, an expression of Chuban is Dalche Heicho Domamu. Kinifrat Kisloi. Or it means that the Heichel itself would sing praise, kilu, to the Rebbein Shalom. And it stopped. And it was taken in shock. Dache Heichel Domu Kimifrat Kaisloi, with the destruction of the Kaisel, a Heichel. Vamil Kinikra Psiloi. And this is because of the love, there's a love of Kriyas HaPsil, of the Mi'il. Louis Correa. And we also misabel on the destruction of the Mi'il, not only the Heichel. Hurad v'hutach v'hushpal mitiloi. Complete desecration of the Heichel. Churad v'hutach v'hushpal. V'noh mishisiloi, kain ayosoi, loi, another city ayosoi. Hoyoivim mal'ivim b'lochamei lechem. The enemies mocked the Lomdei Torah. Or, we'll see Kibbuch, but it's a play also, not only Lomdei Torah, but also the Shtei Alechem. Kivutlu haloiforas l'ro'ov, we'll see. But what did they do? Kibbuch haloiforas l'ro'ov lechem. They were very negligent in Stoka and Chesed. We find also, and this white stone was taken to task, as the Novi Yecheskel says, that they didn't give Yad Oni V'Yevion Lo Yechzika. V'hu'avu v'hutzmo'u mimayim milechem. They themselves the oinish was visited on them. They received this hunger and the hunger pangs which they were completely oblivious, without emotional empathy towards, they had it themselves. V'huravu v'hutzmesu v'utzmo'u mimayim mimilechem kevutlu shtei alechem mibeis lechem. Beis lechem is another Iyar Kohanim. Vayetze hadar oim bakesev nechpos usmu eifel arishe chipas. This is misrepresentation. What society, in many societies, is all about. Vayetze hadar oim bakesef nechpos. It was only kesef glittering on the outside, covering up what's the inside. Usmurei efer al reishe chipas. And they got for this, complete insincerity, a reflection and a masking of who they are, a reflection of other individuals, not of themselves. So they received Eifa Arusha Chipas. They were covered by the ashes of Chorban and Avelus. V'neireis nichbu u'meneire nichpos. The neireis of meneire. The meneire which signifies the Shechina b'Yisrael. Divine providence was consumed. Shechina and providence could only reflect itself and can only shine as much as man's inner self shines and sees the world. As much as man has this outer veneer and reflects what he really isn't. Reflecting outside silver, but inside waste and abomination, Shechina cannot reside. And the natural tetzor, the natural calamity, will be the removal of Shechina. The removal of the Meneira, which is a reflection of the divine providence. Kifoshu b'lechem ufas, nukdo yurpas. Yurpas is another Iyar Kohanim. The Rav used to mention that basically we know from historical records outside of the Chachma Mesera that Josephus Flavius was ki'ilu in charge of this city called Yopos before it fell, and arranged that everyone should commit suicide except for him. And it's very interesting. he used to say, Chazal did not pass judgment on him. There's no expression of approval or disapproval of Yosemite's Flavius, but just a complete lack of dealing with him and just not. What that meant, he never said, but they did not pass judgment on him, at least the days. Just another point, just, you see, what I said before, and the comparison of the Jews not giving tzedakah to Stoyim, and the pasuk in Yecheskel of Yad Oni V'Evyon Lo Yechziko, I think is more than that, okay? It's not just a comparison. It's a separate somehow coming and bringing the Jews to task for not being generous. Because the Gemara says in Yevamos that the Jewish people are Baishonim, Rachmonim, V'Gomri Chasodim. The Jewish nation, the essence of the Jewish nation, is one of the aspects is that they have empathy, that they give tzedakah. And if they sunk so low that they do not give tzedakah, they do not empathize, the Shechina, the providence, is not with them anymore. You see, it's been, it's a very interesting thing. You know, a lot of the charity organizations try to sell giving tzedakah with brachos or giving tzedakah with as an investment, but it's really much more than that. Because giving tzedakah are who we are. We are a generous people. We empathize with others. We feel others hurt, and we act on it. Zrocha, zrocha, zmon ashenase v'nishma heshivu. Here you find, in general, you find also in Kinos, also like a contrast, a comparison and a contrast. At one time, we were elevated at Har Sinai to say, Nase v'nishma. Be ready to accept the divine word even before it was uttered. Nase v'nishma. Nishma is afterwards. We're ready to do independent of what it is. V'ato anis omein loyovu. Now, it's a very interesting thing. That there's so many averis which caused Churban, whether it's Avodah Zarah, Rayes. But here you find a reference to a pasuk in Hazinu. Bonim loy omun bom. And the Sifri says, B'shem Rab Dostoy ben Yehuda, Rabbi Dostoy ben Yehuda Oimer, Al tikra loy omun bom, elo lo omein bom. Lo omein bom. Shlo hoy roitzen lanu is omein, acha hanvim, b'sho shimvorchin oisom. And that's the pasuk in Yirmiyah, Yud Aleph. Leman hokim es ha-shvua asher nishba Hashem l'avoseichem lo seis lonu eretz zovas chol dvosh. Yirmiyah said that if you keep this, you'll be machzik in Eretz Yisrael. V'lo hoya echod mehem, not even one. She posach piv v'oine omein. Ad shebo Yirmiyahu v'oine omein. She ne'emar v'a'an v'a'an v'oime omein l'Hashem. And Yushalmi says in Seita, Perikei alochehei, she omein ze l'shvua. It was on the Krisis Bris. Omein zeh l'shvua on the Krisis Bris. But if you look over here, there's a word, if you noticed, okay? V'ato anois omein loy ovu. Aleph, veiz, vov. Loy ovu. Loy ovu. So it's interesting. There's a posik. A posik in Yirmiyah. In Periches, excuse me, in Perigir Aleph Posiches, Vuleishomu Vulohitu es Oznom, Vuleishomu Vulohitu es Onom. So the Vuleishomu Vulohitu es Oznom is offhand almost a prickest all. Of complete relieving oneself of all obligations to the Rebbeinu Sholem. So the question is, this loy ovu is a reflection just of the fact they didn't say amen? Or it's also of prikas o, of complete removal of the divine yoke that's kilo oiver avodah zarah? And that's the underlying reason why they didn't answer Amen. Because there was complete lack of interest and a complete lack of understanding, a complete lack of being connected to the divine providence. So then, if you say that the Le'ovu is Prikas Oil, then we understand the whole Seder over here of this Kina. It starts, Zocha Zmon, Asher Naseh V'Nishma, Heshivu. It's Brotzeinu V'Simcha, there's Kabbalas HaTerah. V'Achshav, Anris Omein Le'ovu. They're not oina omein mitech mered,
who prick us oil. And the Sifri says, just for edification over here, in the Psicha, Lurus Rabo, Ois Dalid, Ba'is Ashur, Oma Kodesh Baruch Hu, Hafchanim Atem. You turn the world upside down. And that's the upside down. From Nasa V'Nishma to Prikas O. Tochanim Heim. Sarvanim Heim. L'chaloisa Mi'efsha. Really, you should be destroyed, but it's impossible. L'achzir L'mitzrayim. I'efsha. L'achlifim B'umah Se'oila. Acheres I'efsha. Because all these things are promised. Basically, it should have been a lot worse. Then it's Le'onu Omein B'shita, Prikas Eil. Lana v'loish suba v'rovu. So now the drinking the most bitter drinks. V'huksu v'hulavu kone ailovu. Another ear hakohanim. Chet choto. The omuli le elil ze el. Because we'll see, and then it says, vihil ego besita o bechose el. They mock, then the VM will talk about what that is. And they they call an idol God. And it seems to equate the two. It equates denial of the truthfulness of Nevi'im, the makri of Nevi'im, to Avodah Zorah. This lechera is a reflection of the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Peites, Hamevater al divrei novi misasa b'dei shemayim. The Gemara is a very strange lashon, mevater al divrei novi. Something, the way you interact with the words of a prophet. And Rashi says they mevater al divrei novi. Mafkiram, as if he sets them out and throws them away as nothingness, worthlessness. And that's the mockery. It's not just they're not listening to the Novi. According to Rashi, it's the mockery of the Novi. The Rambam Mavatal Divi Novi is just you don't listen to him. Rashi is mockery, liglug. So this has been equated to Avodah Zorah. Chet choto v'omu le'elil ze el. Avodah Zorah, Mudra Avodah Zorah, V'ligo besita'o b'chuzekel. Because they mock, they deny the truthfulness, which is one of the Yisaydi Adas, according to the Rambam, of that there is prophecy, and this is equivalent to Avodah Zarah. Avur kein hukna'o b'margizei El, Vayetim Ma'on El, Kfar Uziel. Another Ir Kohanim, Uziel. Tumoso Hechanifo Sevel. Interesting. Sevel is the, I think, the populated area of the earth. Okay, Sevel. Tumoso hechnifo. It's a very powerful terms. Tumo is chet, and hechnifo is really misrepresentation, to flatter someone in a way which is beyond what they deserve. And it seems that the populated area of the world, or the world they were on, was so full of chanifa and averis and tuma, which is deicha l'shchina, which is deicha, divine providence, which tells divine providence, you and I should not be in the same place. So what happened? What was the outcome of all this? V'na'lo rav hachoivel. The captain of the ship left. V'na'alo, he went up. Rav HaChoivo, that is the Rebbeinu Sholem. Because the world was saturated with chet, tuma, chanifa, the Rebbeinu Sholem said, Ein ani v'hu dam b'kfifa achas. And the captain of the ship absconded. V'na'alo, Rav HaChoivo. The tumor of Eretz Yisrael, Ramban al Torah clearly says, V'aparsha aziz hiskira hamolech B'chal v'dezoro, im zichon arayis, v'akulam omo, al titamu b'chol eile. Ki b'chol eile nitmu agoyim, v'soki ha'oretz es yeshveho. Avodizoro, arayis, o all tumas eretz Yisrael, amachayiv golus. The Psikta in Eicha, we were talking on, we had our comments about Avodah Zarah and Tuma and Echnifa as far as Golus is concerned. But in Eicha Rabosi, has these comments limited to the Beis HaMikdash proper. He says, Rabbi Alexandroi Posach, Vatzarua Sheboya Nega. Vatzarua Ze Beis HaMikdosh.
asher boi hanega avodizoro shehi metamo kenega shnema vayichalu es mikdoshi vayitmuho es mikdoshi mikdoshi timesi b'chol shikutzeho
begod of you frumim elu bigdekuno
the bigdekuno be ripped
v'asofom yate
kivish egol yisrael abein umos olam lo hoya echol mehen yochol lo hitzi dva teir mipiv v'tome tome yikro chuben rishon v'chuben sheni the kitzi is the avinois are not necessarily the golos themselves but the mikdash. Go either way, really.
This basically, the Na L'Rav Achoivo is the Mishnah Novos, Perikei Mishnah Tes. Golus bo li'olam al avodazor v'al gila arayis v'al shvichas domen.
And that's what happened.
The onon avak raglov ki ovel.
Interesting. The Ribbono Shel Olam has left, but it's not the way the goyim look at it, that he's ended our covenant with us, and they have a new covenant, Rachman Litzlan. But the Ribbono Shel Olam himself is misabo on his leaving.
The onon avak raglov ko'ovel.
The ein miskabel bekoine arbel. Another year akoinim, arbel.
The truth is,
and the Rav used to always say this and point out to Chazal, that Churban HaBayis was a chesed for us.
Heitzis chamoso yaleitzim v'avonim. And that's why there's a very strange phenomenon. You find that the Mesa Muta Lefonov in Tisha B'Av is until Chatzis. After Chatzis, the Kulis, it's not Aninus, not Mesa Muta Lefonov. Of the British, the Churban HaBayis was Leis Er, was after Chatzis. So it's Olam Hofuch Re'isi. It should have been just the opposite. It should have been the chema of the Avelis should have been in the afternoon, in the morning, should have been more relaxed. And it's just the opposite. So that too obvious to say that Kufu was the chesed to Knesset Yisrael. Fehitzis kaso aleitzim v'avonim. Medjishay Chatev, Mizmul Osov, Bo Goyim Menach Lesecho, Mizmo Hoyeloy Loima, Einu Ela Bechia, Mizmul Osov, Bo Goyim Menach Lesecho, Moshe Lemelech, Shehoyeloy Bein, Vohoye Koshe, Vohoye Shemei Eli Oviv, he didn't, it was a son that didn't listen to his father and made his father's life very difficult. Ma oso hamelech kivit shekoas nichnas l'chuposo shel benoi.
He went
to the place where the son was about to get married, to the place of the chuppah. Nichnas lechuppas l'shebenoi, v'yemachateich u'mekareya u'mashlich l'ashpa. He destroyed the chuppah. He ripped it apart, piece by piece. Ad shenikra kuloi, v'hishlich habein misham. And he threw his son out. Omar HaMelech, lo yofi osisi shekorati chupa soy shel bini, that I ripped up my son's wedding place, where his wedding should have taken place. Shani yochol asis yese yofi hemeno. V'loi harakti b'chamosi, and I didn't kill him in my anger. Shimorakti b'chamosi, ben achi yorish oisi. If I would have killed him in my anger, my nephew would have been my heir and would have been the king in my stead. Umutov shirshani b'ni, kach oma osof. Lo yofe osa kodesh, lo yofe osa kodesh bochu, shehifig es chamose, bi eitzim ravonim, vloi bivonov. And that's why, before Chatzis, when it was still unknown what's going to happen, Shechina, Beis HaMikdash, Knesset Yisrael, and the Knesset Yisrael itself, was oimed to be destroyed. That is the Mesa Mutalafonov. When the Bnei Yisrael decides that Knesset Yisrael, that the covenant with Knesset Yisrael is eternal, and they will be his Yerush, then it's his man from the Choma, and hits its Eitzay. The Shechina left. There was nothing in Beis HaMikdash except for Eitzim Vavonim. And hits his chamosay al eitzim avonim. Mizmor le'osof. That's why the Avelis, after Chatzis, is very different. The Mesa Mutalafonov is very different. Yod.